Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor of Tenkar's Tavern blog, Discord server, MeWe group, Facebook group, Instagram account. I totally forget about that, and I will apologize. I guess I got to take more pictures. So we're going to touch on two things. One fairly quick, but I find it amusing. Okay. And I find it amusing because it's a major publisher, shall I say, the major RPG publisher, doing it basically falling on their face. Okay. They removed their latest Arcana update. Unearthed Arcana is their free rule supplements, I guess, up on the Wizards of the Coast site. And the latest article had three new subclasses: the Bardic College of Creation, the Cleric's Love Domain, and the Sorcerer's Clockwork Soul. But apparently, the Love Domain was more about control than love. It was coercive. All right? Awesome. Until you get to Twitter. And I'm going to link the article in Emerald so you can see this in all of its glory. But they have a screenshot from Twitter of this individual identifying as Cave Girl. And she says, "It seems Wizards of the Coast have tried to create a love domain for clerics in 5e. By some sheer coincidence, they seem to accidentally created a roofie domain instead. Nothing says love like overriding your target's free will to bring them under your power." Fucking excellent. And yeah. Rach in the background is going, "It's the Bill Cosby cleric." Yes, you want to play Bill Cosby in 5e? Well, we've got the domain for you. Here's the issue, okay? Obviously, somebody wrote the article. I'm guessing somebody proofread the article. Hopefully, somebody edited the article. And it went up, and then they got a backlash, and now it is down. Wizards of the Coast, Jeremy Crawford commented, "The official version of the Unearthed Arcana article subclass is part two. It's still ahead of us, later this week or sometime next week. Our team will hold off on answering questions until you've seen the real deal," which basically means we're listening, but we're not going to answer because we don't have a good answer. We didn't see it the way you're seeing it. And when I say you, individuals out there in social media, and they fell on their face. They fell on their face. And here's the thing. We all fall on our face. I've done it many a time. I have fucked up. Okay. And I've been called on it, and I've been wrong, and I've apologized, not just in private, but in public, because that is part of life. That is how you move on from this stuff. If you ignore it, you delete it. Remember, it's the internet. Nothing's really gone. Somebody has copies of this shit, I am sure. That people have downloaded the PDF. I'm sure it's going to be shared like wildfire. So I'm like, dude, are you playing the band cleric class, the subclass, the love domain? Do you play with the band love domain? Listen, that is going to be huge in 5e campaigns. The domain in 5e that was banned. So yes, by not even addressing it, by hiding it and trying to pretend it never happened. No. So that wasn't the official version, remember. That was the oopsie version. Interesting. All right, so now we're going to move on to other stuff, other news. And this is the industry news, the OR Group Industry Report, quarter 2019. And there was a point where they weren't issuing these reports, and I don't know why, but I initially thought it was because maybe Paizo didn't want to show how poorly Pathfinder was doing, but you know, that would be foolish. But here, they have a graphics here listing the top 10 campaign percentage. That means the top 10 rule systems being used for campaigns on Roll20, And account percentage. These are the accounts that are playing in these games. So, not going to, I mean, and the actual oil report goes in even deeper. I'll address some of the stuff on the blog side. But again, I'm smiling on this one because campaign percentage, D&D 5e, the elephant in the room, 47.54%. Okay. Call of Cthulhu, any edition, 15.35%. So yes, the new edition of Call of Cthulhu, I'm sure their starter box, this is all helping. Uncharacterized, just over 14%. Pathfinder, now this is Pathfinder 1E, just under 5%, 4.97. Pathfinder 2nd edition, 1.13. So, add those numbers up and you get just over 6% of campaigns are using one of the editions of Pathfinder. So, for every Pathfinder campaign, there are eight D&D 5e campaigns on Roll20. So, if you want to know why Paizo, who swore there would never be a new edition of Pathfinder, put out Pathfinder 2nd edition is because of this. This is market share. Maybe this is going to give you a perfect view of how things are selling, but it's going to give you a damn good snapshot of where the gaming is going. And Roll20 is the virtual tabletop that's in use. It is the Kleenex of VTTs. And there are eight times as many 5e, D&D 5e campaigns as there are Pathfinder. Heck, what other systems are people playing more than Pathfinder 2nd edition? D&D 3.5 at 1.21. World of Darkness, 1.24%. Warhammer, any of those flavors of Warhammer or 40K, the RPGs, 1.48%. So, yeah. Oh, and look what didn't even reach there. Starfinder. Starfinder was supposed to be the money grab the prior year, right? Didn't catch. Now, account percentage. Now, it's a reflection of what people are playing. D&D 5e, 53.36%. Uncharacterized, 12.51%. Call of Cthulhu, 10.5%. Pathfinder, 5.64. Pathfinder 2nd edition, 1.15. Oh, and Starfinder comes in at number 10 at 0.72%. Do you think Paizo is worried? I'd have to say so. I would have to say that this is not going the way they had planned, they had expected. Now, remember, one of the complaints about Pathfinder 2nd edition is it made Pathfinder more like 5e. Well, you know why? Because 5e has half the market. Has half the games out there are 5e. Think about it. So, interesting day, right? All right, folks. I will leave links to both of these interesting developments in the show notes. If you like what you hear, if you like listening to the show, please mention it to your friends, mention it to your family, the gamers. The more listeners, the better for all of us. It's the currency that I thrive on. I don't really make money off this, but hey, more listeners is more better, right? If you listen on Apple Podcasts, please leave a review, leave a rating. I do appreciate it. Be safe, be well, God bless, roll those dice, and I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.